Now, did that have a railing on it, or was it, how many stairs were there? Remember how many steps there were?
I think there's about nine.
But just about nine?
That's right.
Nine steps, nine.
But it was enclosed, it was built to one side of a room before it went up.
Didn't have a railing on it, or?
No, didn't have to have no railing.
Now, how high was that then? It was?
You mean the stairway?
Yeah.
Well, they'd go up so far and then a step, you know, I'd say nine steps, I'd say about 8 feet.
Uh-huh.
They built houses 10 feet, so you could walk through the house without the plaza hitting you in the face, you know.
Uh-huh.
It didn't, the plaza knocked your eyes out.
Is that so?
That's right.
Now, how did the building of the house stop that? You mean by keeping the...
The plaza's up on the ceiling up there, and if the ceiling come down anyways close to you while there's flies, you'd stir these flies up a going through and they'd just beat your eyes out.
And the flies stayed up on the ceiling?
That's right. I've seen it when it's black, just as black as it could be with flies.
There was no way you could keep them out of the house, huh?
Oh, if they'd run them out, it'd come a hard storm or something, everybody'd get them a brush or a broom or something and open doors and windows and run them flies out and try to drown them.
Uh-huh. So these were just regular house flies, the kind they're flying
right, around
here.
That's right. Always one of the women or the mother or one of the girls had to mind them while you're eating. Keep them off the table.
You always had somebody do that.
That's
now,
right.
What did you say she was doing?
Minding the flies.
Minding the flies. Is that so? That's interesting. How did she do that?
She had a stick about 3.5, 4 feet long, about the size of your finger. And she put newspapers on that and took scissors and cut them up right fine, and they hung down about 7 or 8 inches. And that made a brush. Scare the flies.
That's
right.
That's good. Now, you mentioned the porch in the back. Was there another porch on the house? In the log house?
Well, no. Wasn't there other porch, just steps into the front.
I say, how about at the your house?
Yeah, I had a porch on both, front and back, my house.
What did that look? What one look like in the front?
Well, it's just something similar, just two or three posts.
Uh-huh.
That's all it was.
When did you ever get screening on your? When did you get screens on your windows?
On the windows?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say in about 35.
Uh-huh. Then you didn't have to mind the flies anymore, huh?
No, they wasn't so bad, man.
No. But they didn't have fly paper or any of that stuff.
No.
And there was no sense in trying to swat them and just...
You couldn't kill them, man. No.
There were just so many of them.
Well, I see them, I'll tell you, it'd be black.
Is that so?
We made up soap suds and put them in a glass and cut
the
pasteboard and cut a little round hole and put molasses on the net and they'd go down in there and get in that water. Get a lot of it.
But you couldn't, the ceiling was just black with flies, huh? Well, it's probably just so cool down here. And that's probably why she had so many flies here. It was, with all the trees. The outer part of the ceiling was up there. What was the outside of the house like on the top?
The top was covered with what we call boards.
Uh-huh.
They rib them out of oak.
Uh-huh.
Some of them pine, some of them would be shaved. Uh-huh. Most of them are just rough.
And those were right on the?
On the top.
On the outside?
Yeah.
Over, was the house flat on top or did it?
No, it had a roof like that on.
Uh-huh. Just one peak.
That's right.
A house that has several peaks, you know.
Yes.
Well, like that house over there.
Uh-huh.
You see that one part of it's this way and one's this way. What do you call that part in between that you might have to get up there and get the go up and get the leaves out?
Valley.
Uh-huh.